Americans are not into eating their pets. Perhaps that's one reason Whole Foods ignited some outrage over its plan to raise, slaughter, and sell rabbit meat.
But as the store will tell you, it's only meeting market demand. Customers want rabbit meat. Tim Mack dug into this one. He's the senior congressional correspondent for the Daily Beast. Tim, thanks for being here. Hi, we've gotten Tim Mack back. He's the senior congressional correspondent for the Daily Beast, talking about Whole Foods selling rabbit. Tim, rabbit's not so unusual, but the Whole Foods program is and includes breeding bunnies. What's happening?
Well, one of the real problems that Whole Foods had with selling rabbit meat is that they couldn't find producers that met their ethical standards. And so the irony of this is that there are so many people out there, thousands of people signing petitions against Whole Foods, when Whole Foods has really just tried to go out of its way to, when it decides to sell rabbit meat, actually create an ethical way to do so.
Yeah, and people, you mentioned those petitions. People are upset. What is driving their unhappiness? I mean, a lot of people have pets, rabbits. I had a pet rabbit. There's also the Easter bunny, too. That comes to mind. You know, kids probably horrified to think of eating the Easter bunny. But what is driving that?
Well, I think it is this association we have with our pets. These deep bonds that we create with our dogs and our cats, which we would never imagine ever eating, and that shifting over to America's third favorite pet, which is the rabbit.
So talk about Whole Foods program, because it actually is pretty interesting. It's a 4-year program, and the bunnies get some pretty special treatment.
Yeah, they have spent years developing this means of breeding and curating rabbits over time, and they've tried to do that because rabbits have this funny thing where they require a very calm environment in order to breed. I mean, actually, an interesting fact that I learned is that rabbits themselves don't have a problem eating rabbits, that there are some cannibalistic instincts among the rabbit, among rabbits who are breeding and get startled while they're doing so.
And it wasn't all that long ago, during World War II, that rabbits were actually considered patriotic food. Why was that?
Well, that's because during times of war, during times of severe meat shortages, people were breeding and raising rabbits as a means to supplement their diets. So there's a long American history in World War I, in the interwar period during World War II, of people breeding and eating bunnies to kind of add to their diet.
Do you think there will be a big demand? I understand it's growing, Tim.
Well, I think Whole Foods wouldn't have gone out of this way and made themselves a target and put themselves out front if they didn't believe that there was some kind of market for it. That said, over the last century, we've seen over and over again, we've seen all these predictions that rabbit meat would take off. We haven't quite seen that materialize quite yet.
All right, Tim, thanks so much for your time today.
Thank you.
Tim Mack is senior congressional correspondent for the Daily Beast, but took some time while Congress is off to look into this very interesting story.